The Prime Minister of Iraq, Haider al-Abadi, who's supported by the U.S., has declared victory over Islamic State in Mosul. However, Iran is shaping up to be one of the biggest winners in the struggle with Washington for influence in Baghdad and across the region. Nouri al-Maliki, a former Iraqi prime minister supported by Iran, is campaigning to win back his old job in next year's election. The election could determine whether the country tilts toward Iran or the U.S. Mr. Maliki has given much of the credit for the Mosul victory to an umbrella group of mostly Shiite militias that he formed just before his ouster in 2014. Many of those militias were supported by Iran. It's a story from Wall Street Journal Middle East correspondent Maria Abi Habib. She's with us from Baghdad. Maria, start with the basics.
Well, at this moment, Mosul has pretty much fallen, and Raqqa, which is ISIS's other major capital in Syria across the border from Iraq, is about to fall kind of at any given time. So at this point, ISIS is two kind of capitals in Syria and Iraq. One is completely fallen, and the other one is on its way. And these are U.S.-backed operations. You know, the Iraqi security forces took the lead, but they had a lot of U.S. help in Mosul. In Raqqa, it is Syrian Kurdish forces that are taking the lead, but again, they are, you know, couldn't really be doing this without American airstrikes and other types of assistance. So, but who stands to gain at this point, considering that the Trump administration has said that, A, they don't want to engage in rebuilding any of these nations, and B, that the Trump administration has yet to actually figure out a hard Middle East policy, is Iran, because Iran plays the long game. One U.S. diplomat told me, it's the reason why they are the ones that are believed to have invented chess. Every time we take a step, they're looking, three steps down the line and how they can try and screw us and cut us off at the knees further down the road. Iran has patience, and they also have deep cultural connections and social networks and aid to militias that will continually help them, whether it's militias in Iraq or it's the government in Damascus.
How can Iran do this now at this point? What do they see going forward?
Well, Iran sees going forward a Trump administration that is not really filled with, it's filled with novices on the Middle East. I mean, some people are very knowledgeable, let's say McMaster, who's, the NSC advisor. He's also people who are whispering in the ear, the likes of Jared Kushner, Ivanka Trump. Reportedly Ivanka Trump's suggestions were part of the reason why the U.S. Hit the Syrian airbase a few months ago. I mean, a lot of these people who have Trump's ear have never had any significant experience in foreign policy, let alone the Middle East. So they see that they can kind of outmaneuver and outsmart the Trump administration.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal Middle East correspondent Maria Abi Habib. Her piece today is called Iran Poised to Gain as ISIS Falls in Mosul. What about Iranian weapons here? Explain that angle in your story.
Oh, the weapons pipeline from Tehran to Beirut. So basically what happened was after the fall of Saddam Hussein, the Sunni strongman that ruled Iraq for decades, after his fall, Iran was able to establish a weapons pipeline. I mean, it had the land pipeline, let's be very specific, because that's one of the most efficient ways to ferry weapons. And that pipeline ran from Tehran through Iraq, through Syria, and straight to Lebanon. It propped up Hezbollah, the Lebanese militant and political group, and also, has provided aid to the Syrian government as well. So with the fall of ISIS, that was one of the first big checks in years to Iran in the region, in the sense that ISIS created this huge empire that straddled the Iraqi and Syrian border. And all of a sudden, that weapons pipeline wasn't so secure. Now that ISIS is falling, again, an American-backed operation, that weapons pipeline is looking pretty secure right now. And, Iran is really riding off of the U.S.'s coattails in terms of American efforts here.
It's Wall Street Journal Middle East correspondent Maria Abi Habib with us from Baghdad. Thanks for listening, and we'd love to hear from you. Leave a review and comment for us. For more from This Morning Show, check us out at thismorningwithgordondeal.com.